around, then they're back at the Fortress to host the Boston Bruins on Thursday. UNLV men's basketball hosts New Mexico tonight at the Thomas and Mack. Tip goes up at 7:30. The Las Vegas Raiders are in the market for a permanent general manager. The team's already started asking around the league for permission to talk with personnel to fill the position. Indianapolis Colts assistant GM Ed Dodds is one of them. Dodds has a connection with Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh, who's also been mentioned as a possibility to move into the vacant head coaching job. And the LA Lakers take on the Toronto Raptors tonight in Los Angeles. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 7:15.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss Joe Biden and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Going to be off and on the brakes throughout the resort corridor right now on both sides of I-15 between Spring Mountain and Russell Road. Nothing unexpected about that. No accidents to report along the way. On the east side of the valley, east of downtown, an injury accident at Charleston and Fremont. That is right in the middle of the intersection, and that is on blocking some lanes. That's definitely an intersection to avoid, Fremont and Charleston on the east side. CES is back today, largest annual convention in Las Vegas, so expect some heavier than usual traffic at Paradise and Convention Center. That kicks off here in about an hour and a half. Light winds, cool temperatures in the valley today. Afternoon highs in the low 50s, 34 degrees right now, 36 degrees actually. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go!
One of the things we do is bring you the news as it happens. Right now, Donald J. Trump is involved in oral arguments, the U.S. versus Trump. And this is the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Let's go there live and give you a sense of what they're arguing. This is the presidential immunity argument for Donald J. Trump.
Do you agree that this appeal largely boils down to whether he's correct in his interpretation of the impeachment judgment clause? That is, if he's correct that the impeachment judgment clause includes this impeachment first rule, then he wins. And if he's wrong, if we think the impeachment judgment clause does not contain an impeachment first rule, then he loses.
So I think that's basically right. I mean, the defendant's theory over the course of this litigation has evolved a bit. And I think now before this court, I understand the argument to be principally sort of a principal submission to be, as you just described, this what we call in our brief the condition precedent argument, that there is only liability, criminal liability for a former president if that president has been impeached and convicted. And that is wrong for textual, structural, historical reasons, and a host of practical ones, one of which I'll start with, again, to just amplify the point. It would mean that if a former president engages in assassination, selling pardons, these kinds of things, and then isn't impeached and convicted, there is no accountability for that. For that individual, and that is frightening. Now, to go back to some of the textual and historical and structural, you know, my friend on the other side sort of suggests this is what the founders were talking about, and this is what they were worried about. I think it's entirely an inaccurate representation of the founding era history. There's basically no discussion of the impeachment judgment clause, which I take the defendant's principled textual argument to be. What the impeachment judgment clause did was two things, as the district court described, right? It constrained the sanctions that Congress could place on an impeached and convicted officer, not only a president, any kind of officer, to removal or disqualification. And then it made clear that that impeachment did not impose some sort of preclusive bar on subsequent criminal prosecution. You would think that if there was this kind of impeachment first requirement, impeachment and conviction first, you might actually find something somewhere in the sources, the framing, the convention in Philadelphia, the ratification discussions, early history. There is nothing of that. We've cited certain things in our brief from James Wilson, from Edmund Pendleton, from Representative Dana that say this, Justice Story. I don't hear the defendant to offer anything other than, well, Hamilton. All that Hamilton was describing was the undisputed point here that a sitting president can't be subject to criminal prosecution until that sitting president is no longer in office, whether the removal from office is through impeachment and conviction or simply the end of the term. Now, a structural point as well that I just want to quickly make, the district court made this, which is, if this rule were right, that would if the condition precedent rule were correct, it would pose significant separation of powers problem of its own. It would basically mean that the executive branch would only be able to prosecute someone if Congress had acted. And there are all sorts of reasons why, of course, Congress won't act. For one, they've never believed that it was required. And also, in certain instances, they may decide that they don't have jurisdiction. Many of the members of Congress seem to hold that view with respect to the defendant's second impeachment.
Again, you are listening live to a three-judge panel of the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. It is the United States v. Trump. And the issue at hand is immunity for a president and election interference.
Used the phrase above the law, saying that an immunity doctrine for criminal immunity would place the president above the law. I would just direct the court's attention to what the Supreme Court said in Nixon against Fitzgerald in the context of civil immunity. They described the allegation that immunity sets the official above the law as, quote, rhetorically chilling but wholly unjustified. The U.S. Constitution, the separation of powers, the executive vesting clause, the impeachment judgment clause, these are the foundational and fundamental law of our country, and the president's immunity is determined on that. So that is more rhetoric than reality, is what the Supreme Court said in Nixon against Fitzgerald. I'd also point out that when it comes to the question of whether or not the indictment alleges solely official acts, the indictment does not allege that President Trump did anything wrong after he left office. So it focuses solely on acts that he took while he was in office, and that's a telling indication that we're dealing with official acts here. And then finally, I would address Judge Henderson's your question about the floodgates, and I tie that to what my opposing counsel said about a so-called frightening future. The frightening future that he alleges, where presidents are very, very seldom, if ever, prosecuted because they have to be impeached and convicted first, is the one we've lived under for the last 235 years. That's not a frightening future. That's our republic. What he is forecasting is a situation where the floodgates will be opened. We are in a situation where we have the prosecution of the chief political opponent who's winning in every poll. Presidential election upcoming next year and is being prosecuted by the administration that he's seeking to replace. That is the frightening future. That is tailor-made to launch cycles of recrimination that will shake our republic for the future.
That's John Sauer, attorney for Donald J. Trump, arguing live the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, a three-judge panel. And we'll try and bring you a little more of that coming up after the break. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 402-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's take you back to our nation's capital. Oral arguments, United States v. Trump. This is an appeal and an appeals court. On presidential immunity and election interference. Let's take you there. This is John Sauer, the attorney for former President Donald J. Trump.
Under the separation of powers and the executive vesting clause.
But that also assumes that an impeachment proceeding occurred, if there is not one, because we discussed earlier that not all officials go through that process.
Absolutely.
That's a judgment call as to whether that process would even be brought.
I would say we have two arguments that reinforce each other. So if there's no impeachment ever and no conviction, then the official acts are immune, period. Further, the impeachment judgment clause incorporates a doctrine of, double jeopardy that prohibits it, especially in the case of acquittal. So those are reinforcing doctrines that are set forth in the Constitution. If there are no further questions, we'd ask the court to reverse.
All right. Thank you.
So there you have it. More from the oral arguments. I'm just going to tell you, this is a critical step. Obviously, this is a 3-judge panel. It is not the entire D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. This is just three of the judges. And this is an issue that will probably end up going to the U.S. Supreme Court. I think it's just about inevitable that this thing's going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Very quickly, I want to take you to Chris Sununu. He was on Fox yesterday. This is cut number 4. He has been supporting Nikki Haley, and here is why. Listen to this.
You heard Vivek Ramaswamy taking advantage of the fact that some of the others are off the campaign trail due to the weather this morning. He said, if you can't handle snow, you can't handle Xi Jinping. Give us an update on how things are going and when the Haley campaign will be back on the road. And we look forward to seeing her here tonight.
Well, look, a lot of the candidates, postponed their events today, not because of them, because they don't want people driving, hundreds of people to drive. It's more of a safety issue. With Vivek, only about 6 people are going to show up at that town hall anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, this is a one-on-one race, right? This is Nikki Haley versus Donald Trump. I think she's going to do very well in Iowa. She's going to challenge Trump. I think she wins here in New Hampshire, and that's something nobody thought was possible just a couple months ago. So there's all this momentum. There's a real movement where people are feeling optimistic and hopeful, and more folks are coming out of the woodwork. They want to get on board because this national narrative of a fait accompli for Trump just doesn't pan well here. So I think that because the voter turnout is going to be incredibly high, I think we'll probably break a record in a couple weeks. I think it's going to come off a big showing for her in Iowa. And look, everything's just pointing in the right direction for Nikki Haley right now.
So when you look at the polls here in Iowa, both DeSantis and Haley are about 30 points behind President Trump. But you heard him telling his caucus goers that he really needs them to turn out. He's hoping for a very strong finish here. What does a strong finish for Nikki Haley look like in Iowa? And give us a little more depth on why you think she can win, pull out a huge surprise win in New Hampshire, Governor.
Sure. Well, sir, the only people that have set expectations in Iowa are Trump and DeSantis. They both said they're going to win the state. They've both set their expectations high. There's a reason why Trump is putting all of his negative ads towards Nikki Haley, because he knows that she's the one that's surging. So whether it's Iowa or New Hampshire, there's no doubt that she is overperforming, I think, what the media thought, what Trump thought. They realize that this is a one-on-one race, and that's why they're attacking her so hard. Here in New Hampshire, her numbers have skyrocketed, you know, from 5% a couple months ago to, you know, within 10 points in some polls. I think some polls had her within like 3 or 4 points even. So, and we still have a few weeks to go. So with all that time on the table, with her being the only one surging right now, that's just, momentum is real in politics, as you know, Martha. It is very real, and folks want to get on board with the winning team. When she does these town halls, she says, who hasn't come to one of my town halls? Who's never heard me before? Every hand goes up. They're all new voters. They're all new people that are engaging here. There are Trump people are coming over, DeSantis people. All the Chris Christie voters are coming over. Chris Christie's race is absolutely dead. So if you wanted to defeat Trump in the primary as a Chris Christie voter, now they're all coming behind Nikki Haley because this is the path to do it. So it's real. And she's connecting with voters very differently than all these other candidates. She's doing the one-on-one stuff that these other candidates aren't willing to do.
Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire and an endorser of Nikki Haley. Coming up, top of the hour, Ron Quince will join us, better known as Ron Q. He is running for CD1, a congressional seat currently held by Dina Titus. And we're going to talk about the presidential primary in the state of Nevada. That's coming up on February 6th. And the 8th, which will be the caucus. It's confusing to some people. To me, it's fairly straightforward. We'll talk about that with Ron Q coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine Key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine Key. Meine Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing. Und options. Und meine Key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine Key with meine Key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in a
an instant, your world flips and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. I was there Friday night, had a wonderful dinner, dancing. It was just wonderful. That's Ichabod's Lounge, piano bar, lounge, you name it. It's wonderful. Leo Terrell was on with John Roberts yesterday. I want you to hear this because this is going to be a fact of life for Democrats and Republicans coming into this election. This was Leo Terrell yesterday on Fox.
The president really was on sacred ground today, the Mother Emanuel AME Church there on Calhoun Street in Charleston, where back in 2015, a white supremacist shot dead 9 parishioners who were involved in a prayer group there. But at the same time, the president seems to be losing a lot of support with black voters. 2020, he claimed 87% of the black vote. Now, according to a USA Today poll, his support only at 63%. Why, Leo, such a decline?
Very simple. First of all, that horrific event occurred in 2015 during the Biden-Obama administration. I'll tell you why, John. It's very simple. I left the Democratic Party in 2020. Why? Because Joe Biden said that if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Black voters are not monolithic. They're individuals. And what you heard today, I watched that entire speech. You heard a speech from the 1960s. Jim Clyburn and Joe Biden are from the past. John, there are black Americans in Chicago who are totally upset with sanctuary cities, homelessness, poor schools. There is a disconnect between Joe Biden and black Americans today. Remember Charlemagne the God? He came out last week and said, I'm not voting for the Democrats this year. So that's the reason why. There is a disconnect between black Americans who are individual in their decision making, who are now voting for Donald Trump. And they cannot reconcile that situation by bringing up events that occurred in the 50s and the 60s. That's what Joe Biden did today, and it failed.
Leo Terrell, Leo 2.0, as Hannity would say, and saying that it's a fact of life. It used to be that African Americans voted Democrat 92% of the time, 90%. But the fact is, that's not the way it is anymore. People of color, whether it's Latinos, whether it's blacks, whether it's Asians, it's a different world we live in the year 2024. It honestly is. Stay where you are. Coming up, Ron Quince running for Congress in CD1. Ron Q joins us. We'll talk about the primary elections coming up. And a whole lot more as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Small business owner, would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting.